This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, that's just the world's next to best idea. I think the world's best idea is actually whipped cream. I mean, you know, it's hard to argue with whipped cream. In fact, I just saw a movie where the idea was, can you fry whipped cream?
Whoa.
It's, why not? You can fry ice cream.
Yeah.
Yeah, so why not take something that's already terrible for you and make it just wretched for you? That'd be good, right? Although I still would like to believe Woody Allen when he says, okay, here's the deal, that all those things that we thought were terrible for you really are not. And, you know, we're finding that more and more. I mean, he's sort of prescient in his own way that people are now back to saying beef is okay and egg yolks are now supposedly okay. That as long as you eat them with the egg white, they're okay. And things like butter substitutes are much worse for you than butter. So, I mean, it's difficult. You know, it used to be that you could say the world according to Woody Allen. Not so much anymore. A little more difficult than it used to be. Can't do that so much anymore. All righty, 855-993-7569. There's something on your mind today that you'd like to chat with me about. We're going to talk about movies, whether anything's going to be able to do a Batman Superman SmackDown. Let me give you the short answer. It's not going to happen this week. But and I know everybody I was one of the few critics that kind of liked the movie. Everybody else has said, well, it is too long, it is too violent, and it is too noisy, and the end of it is really stupid. But I really loved the idea, the sort of philosophical part of it. Because comic books, when they first started, were very subversive and very political. We've forgotten that because, you know, it was anti-fascism, and I mean, it was a different world, and comics served a completely different function. Now they're the tentpole of Hollywood to make a lot of money. Ooh, franchise, let's make a lot of money. Ready, 855. Yay, why not? 855-993-7569. Today is National Prom Day. Isn't it a little early for proms? When I lived where, I'm trying to think where I lived, that I used to drive around. It was my favorite time of year. I don't think proms that I know about are for another month or two. Like maybe, you know, I mean, yeah, like 2 months. And I thought it was really fun to drive around suburban neighborhoods and see all the kids in their little dresses and the little boys and all their little tuxes and getting into either the family sedan or now people do limos. I suppose because they just don't want the kids driving. And they've now gotten these elaborate kinds of things where there's a dinner before and then kids go to the beach and they spend the whole night. And I think part of it is just to cut down on the amount of drinking and the amount of kids would wrap themselves around telephone poles every year around prom time. So
yikes.
Not terrible. But they've gotten very pricey, I think, and very sort of a little over the top. I didn't go to most of the proms. I worked on prom committees. And then somebody would say, I didn't see you at the prom. And I said, well, I wasn't there. And they said, why not? I said, no one invited me. And then like three guys would say, well, I was going to invite you. I thought you already had a date, which is really irritating because it means nothing. It's like somebody after you pay the check say, oh, I was going to get that. Oh, well, go ahead and get it. You know, that's all right. We'll just void my credit card, put yours on. You know, those meaningless gestures. But the thing I remember most, I think I was definitely in high school. And I didn't go to my senior prom, so I think it must have been my junior prom. And we went out for pizza afterward. And I can't believe this is a major thing I can remember from my prom. Some guy was throwing up in the parking lot, and I said, I don't think that's a very good ad for the pizza here. That's all I can remember. Actually, I remember the dress. It was lime green. And there was actually somebody else who had the same dress in yellow. And we weren't sensible enough to be offended by it. They didn't do the who looks best in this dress thing. So we thought it was kind of cool. That's because, what can I tell you, I went to school in Denver. Not the home of competitive fashionistas. It's also National Bunsen Burner Day for those of you who are chemistry nerds. I guess Bunsen probably invented the Bunsen burner, didn't he?
I would think so.
Yeah, in chem labs. This day in history is kind of cool. The Eiffel Tower was officially opened. The Eiffel Tower, when it was first opened in 1889, was hugely controversial. Everybody said it was ugly, and it was an eyesore, and a pox upon the land, and it's now probably the most famous French landmark there is, other than maybe a beret. Have you ever been to the Eiffel Tower?
I have not. I would like
to. It's cool, yeah. I remember I've been to the Eiffel Tower a couple times. It's very high. It's a terrific view of Paris. And Paris is very much like Washington, D.C., mostly because they're both French architects, that everything's a spoke of a wheel. So that's how Washington's designed. That's how Paris is designed. Eiffel Tower, very cool.
Yes.
In 1903, Richard Pearse, this is a fun kind of thing, Richard Pearse allegedly makes a powered flight in an early aircraft. So I guess if you don't have a PR agent there to say, hey, look, everybody, that it doesn't count. You're only alleged. I'll tell you my alleged story. I got in trouble. I worked on the newspaper when I was in... Well, I worked on newspapers all the way through elementary school, junior high school, college. But I got suspended because I said that the principal allegedly said something. He took umbrage. Allegedly is one of those words that has major implication to it. On this day in 1909, the Titanic began construction. I mean, there's something about... Did you see the movie Titanic?
Yep.
And you, I saw the play as well. There's something, whenever it says, it flashes Titanic across the screen, I start crying. Oh. And there's something incredibly... Maybe just because it called itself Titanic.
Yeah.
The good Lord raised his hand, said the ship will never land. Hmm. It was sad when the great ship went down. There we go. This is kind of a cool thing, which I knew nothing about. In 1913, the Vienna Concert Society rioted so much for culture during a performance of modernist music by Arnold Schoenberg, Alban Berg, Alexander von Zelensky, and Anton von Werben, causing a premature end to the concert due to violence. This concert became known as the Scandal Concert. So, see, there were even raves in 1913. I kind of like that. In 1918, daylight savings time went into effect in the United States for the very first time on this day. We've already been there for, what, a couple of weeks. On this day in 1930... the Motion Picture Production Code is instituted, imposing guidelines on treatment of sex, crime, religion, and violence for the next 38 years, till 68. And now it's what? Well, that's MPPC. I'm trying to remember what it is now. In 1966, the Soviet Union launched Luna 10, which became the first space probe to enter orbit around the moon, hence part of the space race. 1985, WrestleMania was the biggest wrestling event from the WWF, took place in Madison Square Garden in New York. Wrestling doesn't seem to be quite as big as it was in the 80s.
No, I don't think so.
Hulk Hogan, they seemed Gorgeous George, they all went. I actually met Gorgeous George once. Huh. He's a very nice guy. He was the guy who supposedly bit somebody's ear off.
He said
he didn't actually bite it off. He said that people's ears just got so bashed up in wrestling that they got cartilage, so all he had to do was he just knocked his ear off. He didn't bite it off. Wasn't that a comfort?
Oh, that's gross.
Apparently not. 1994, Nature reports the finding in Ethiopia of the first complete Australopithecus afarensis skull. Missing link. Lots of them.
Mm.
And this is something for those of you, those of us who fly a lot, that I don't know if you feel good or bad about it. A 96-year-old fulfills lifelong dream of becoming a flight attendant.
Nice.
I don't know. You know, never too late, right?
No.
I don't know how you'd feel about that. She earned her wings.
Yeah.
They apparently have something called a second wing, which helps fulfill seniors' wishes. She's now, she attended new hiring classes for Delta. Apparently she was terrific. In a wheelchair. I don't know how I feel about flight attendants in wheelchairs, but you go, girl. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
The 855-993-7569. All right, before, I thought we would talk a little bit about miscarriages of justice, but there are actually a couple of articles in the news today that are talking about a changing perception about what's legal and what's not legal, right? The first one is, all right, let me just tell you up front, there are going to be more and more and more and more and more and more and more articles about pot, and I'll tell you why. because it's legal, it's been legalized in a number of states. At this moment in time, it's considered a nearly a $6 billion industry. $6 billion. They're saying in the next 4 years, next 3.5 to 4 years, it will become a $23 to $25 billion industry, and those are probably conservative estimates. Okay, and we're talking about medical marijuana. We're talking about non-medical marijuana. We're talking about essentially decriminalizing marijuana use. Now, I'm not for it or against it. I personally, it smells awful. And wandering around on the subways these days has gotten even more challenging because people who used to smell like cigarette smoke now smell like marijuana. And it's a stronger smell as far as I'm concerned. I live in a building where a couple of the tenants imbibe, and when I asked them to smoke in the other end of the room, they said, "Well, we don't use a huge amount." I said, "I'm not a narc. I'm not dining you. I'm just asking if you do it in the other part of the of your apartment, so it doesn't sort of wend its way into mine." They were actually very nice about it. For Christmas, they left me this big chocolate box, which made me feel terrible. As I said, I wasn't going to report them to anybody. I was just asking if they'd been smoking cigarettes and come into my apartment. I probably would have asked the same thing. But when they said, "Well, we don't use an extraordinary amount," I don't know what that means. Oh, they just use an ordinary amount. All right. So L.A. is proposing to tax pot to fund housing for the homeless. Why not? Right?
Yeah.
I mean, if you're talking about billions of dollars, supposedly Colorado is making, what is it? I think it's $1 million a week on marijuana.
Wow.
$1 million a week. I mean, that's why it's going to be legalized. It's not that anybody's saying, well, it's overwhelming the jurisprudence system. You know, it's packing up the jails where we don't need it. That we need, as Obama said, we need to treat drug addiction as a health issue, not a legal issue, because it's bringing the legal system to its knees with no apparent end in sight. So, this is an economic issue. And if you can make it legal and tax the daylights out of it and keep it out of the hands of kids, you know, why do we care? And saying, well, it's a gateway drug. I think making it illegal makes it much more a gateway drug. Not to mention, as you hear me say repeatedly, the major drug of abuse in this country has been, is, and will continue to be, it's not heroin, it's not marijuana, it's not cocaine, it's alcohol, folks. So,
yep.
What can I tell you? All right. So L.A. is talking about is taxing pot, which obviously they're going to have to tax it. And there's huge, why not? There's a huge amount of money to be made on it. A new Colorado, well, this has nothing, I'll come back to that one in a minute. We're just talking about things that have been legal, and we're now talking about maybe not making them legal. All right. In fact, all of these stories have sort of tangentially to do with it. It turns out that in the United States, it's easier to study heroin than marijuana, that the layers of government policy that you have to go through to be able to even do any research on it are just hugely, much more red tape. And apparently the Israelis are getting involved in this. Israelis have been known for high-tech stuff. For example, part of the components for cell phones, smartphones, came out of Tel Aviv, as well as the windshield, the non-shatter windshield. I know this because I went through Tel Aviv and they showed me all this stuff. They're now saying that medical marijuana is being important. They're studying the Israeli model because they're really good at farming. Mm. So, but it's very hard to get permission to do it. You can study heroin, but marijuana much more complicated. Heroin's been around for a long time and probably doesn't affect as many people. I don't know. The issue about marijuana is really interesting because it has a huge amount of social valence attached to it. Speaking of which, do you see? I mean, what is one of the things that all of us have known about since literally the cradle, which is Johnson & Johnson baby powder, right?
Yep.
It turns out it causes cancer, ovarian cancer, over long terms in women.
That's crazy.
Baby powder? If it causes cancer in women over time, should we be using it on babies?
Doesn't sound like it.
No, it doesn't sound like it to me either. All right, so we've got all these A new Colorado bill is going to reduce the penalty for an underage teen who sexts, making it a Class 2 misdemeanor, which, of course, is a smart thing to do. I mean, kids being stupid and making it any less than a misdemeanor. It's looking at a problem and just sort of overreacting to it.
Yeah.
And this is an article for all of us who've been graduate students. There's a student who put 50 million stolen research articles online, and they're free. And her point is, somebody compared her to Robin Hood, and she said, well, I'm not Robin Hood. What he was doing was illegal. I'm not doing anything illegal. But so this is kind of, for scientific journals, this is kind of their version of Napster.
Yeah.
Her thing is, research should be shared. See, I would argue it depends who it's funded by. Private research, in theory, should be proprietary, right?
Yeah,
but if you work for a university and that's supported by tax dollars, why should you be able to profit from the research or keep it secret? Should be,
right.
If it's paid for by taxes, should be in the public domain. So there. So the idea of publish or perish, this would be published but don't profit. All righty, 855-993. I'll tell you what, I was going to tell you about something today that was... I know what I was going to talk about today for just a minute before, because I know we're just about out of time in this segment.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to say a word about it. I have a number of gay friends who've gotten married, and almost without exception, they are having problems. And the problems they have are not because they're gay. It's because they didn't anticipate marriage. The traditional marriage has at least one woman in it, right? And women have been taught from, I swear to you, the cradle and Johnson's baby powder, that marriage takes work, that they focus on, perhaps inordinately, on the wedding ceremony itself. But most women have been brought up to understand that marriage takes some give and take, and that certainly historically women have been taught to be passive. The man is lord and manor. When you get two gay men, especially, I don't know so much about lesbians at this moment, because, I mean, I know I have some friends who are lesbian, but most of the ones who are having problems right now are men who just haven't figured out how to compromise, and whatever else marriage is, it's a compromise. So if you've got some questions about that, give me a holler. In fact, I may even actually do a book about it. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Hi, Pat Matthews again. I want to talk to you about selling online. And when I say selling, I'm talking about your home, your car, and even buying a house or a new set of wheels. There's a new kid in town, and that's BuySellMakeOffer.com. The revolution has already begun, and I invite you to be a part of it. You see, get in on the ground floor, because BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees. Can you imagine what the other guys might charge you for selling a car on their site, let alone a house? Well, BuySellMakeOffer.com doesn't do that. And you can use Skype and YouTube videos to sell your products, big or small. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and set up your account. For as little as $7.95 per month,
You can sell up to 50 items, and they'll give you the first 30 days free just to try it out. Remember, no per-item fees. Join the revolution today. BuySellMakeOffer.com and tell them Pat Matthews sent you.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common-sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
America. This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I need your advice on the situation that I have with my father. I'm 53 years old, and my father is 71. He's been drinking since I know him. Anyway, the situation, what happened about a couple months ago, we went to a wedding, and out of 500 guests at the wedding, he was the only one that was drunk. He embarrassed me so bad.
Are you sure that other people haven't been drinking and just focused more on him because you know him more?
Probably, but it was in the beginning of the ceremony, you know, when we first came, he came in drunk. But anyways, I talked to him a few times already, you know, face to face, that I'm embarrassed about it, that it's not right what he's doing.
Have you talked with him when he's been drinking or when he's been sober?
Oh, when he was sober. Yeah, absolutely.
Now, what does he say? What's his response?
Oh, he's got problems that he has to drink because he's got problems. And I told him, I said, well, if you have a problem by you drinking, it won't solve anything. You don't solve problems, you know. When you're sober, problems are still there. You got to tackle the problems.
So what's so what does he say?
Nothing. He just he doesn't.
Is your mom still alive?
Well, my parents divorced when I was 2 years old. My mom remarried and my father remarried. And my stepmother, she's covering for him that he's drinking, but when he's sober, he's nice and stuff like that. So, like I said, since that wedding, I stopped calling him. We live about 50 miles away from each other, and I would always call him to see how is he doing and stuff. And he has a heart problem. He had a bypass surgery, and he's taking all kinds of medications. And I told him that he can't drink and take all those medications.
Laura, that's true. What's the question to me, Cookie?
Yeah, what do I do in the situation right now? I don't call. I hesitate to call him, but he doesn't call me either. And now I feel guilty, you know.
Laurie, I'll tell you what I do. First of all, he's been, as you point out, he's been drinking his whole lifetime. And the likelihood of him changing anytime soon is not huge, number one. All right?
Right.
Number two, I think what you can do is say to him, look, you're my dad and I love you, but I'm not willing to be around you when you're drinking. So, for example, if you invite him over for dinner and he comes over and he's been drinking, I'd say, and certainly the way to deal with this is to not invite him to your house, to go to a restaurant, and if he shows up drunk, excuse yourself and leave. If you go over to his house and he's been drinking, just don't go in. So the idea being that you say, Dad, look, I love you, and when you decide you want to stop drinking, I'm very willing to talk with you about it, but I'm not going to be around you. I'm not willing to watch you drink yourself to death. Because what he does privately, you're going to have absolutely no control over.
Yeah,
it doesn't sound to me that he's very motivated to stop drinking.
No, not at all.
But you can decide that you're not going to be around him when he does.
Right. Another thing he tells me, when I tell him that he's taking medication, it's not right for him to drink with all that medication, blood pressure medication, cholesterol,
right,
and all that stuff. He said, well, the sooner the better. Like, the sooner he dies,
yeah, exactly.
The better
it is. Again, I'm glad you brought that up, because I was thinking the same as well. It sounds like he's lonely and he's angry and he's unhappy.
Another thing, he's got a girlfriend. I know he's got a girlfriend, and my stepmother knows that he's got a girlfriend, and I don't want to get into that. That's his personal life. That's why he's saying that he's got a problem he can't deal with my annoying 75-year-old stepmother
Laurie, you can't. He's a grown-up. You can't do anything about his behavior,
sure,
except you can nagging him about it won't work. Nagging has never worked in the history of the universe. It really didn't.
Right.
Ask Cain, ask Abel. It just doesn't work. But the point is, what you can do is say to him, Dad, I love you. I will call you every day or once a week or whenever you want to. And if you've been drinking, I'm going to hang up the phone. Helen, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi. I wanted to say something about you. I think you are a national treasure, and I think just like PBS gets grants, I think somebody should give you a grant for doing your program, because I think you do a service for people and the population as a whole by giving some place for people to hear problem solving and kindness. And your approach, I mean, you deal with some real difficult people, and yet you manage to look at the positive in them. And I don't drive anymore. And I love listening to your show in the morning. And anyway, I wanted to say that first.
Well, Helen, I really appreciate it. Thank you very much. I love the work. I love the fact that you guys are willing to trust me with important issues, and it's really certainly defined my life for the last 25 or so years, and I'm very appreciative of you and those words. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Then the second part is that I want to tell you that I see myself as a real moral person, and I've even done a couple where I've carried signs about a couple issues at times in the streets. Not often. I mean, I don't just routinely do it, but a couple things that I felt strongly about, and I have a lot of moral issues, and I happen to be pro-union, but anyway, but I have been known to go to Walmart I'm weak.
I know.
But anyway.
Well, but, you know, Greg,
so cheap.
Greg pointed out something. He said, you know, that it's easy to look at the one issue, but Walmart And, you know, that Walmart also hires a lot of people and, you know, pays taxes. So, I don't know, but I'm with you. I mean, it's just, if it's a matter, if I knew that they were supporting, if Walmart was supporting apartheid, I might, and really, it's not much of a moral dilemma for me because there's not a Walmart around here. If there was, I might have more of an issue.
Okay, well, listen, I know of a national chain that I don't want to name because the owner has been very petty about some things. A couple things that even the neighborhood, one of my cousins organized a thing against him in the neighborhood because of something petty did, and I don't want to name what the chain is because on the other hand, on my husband's side, two people are employed through his company. You know what I mean?
So you have a dilemma.
Yeah, so I will not name it, but it's real petty, and everybody would boycott him if they knew what this particular rich person had done to the neighborhood.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. But anyway...
Helen, one of the things we pointed out in the article that was kind of the trigger for all of this discussion today was that if you make it a moral issue, that people are much less likely to follow suit, to go along with you, to boycott it, than if you say... You know, it tastes bad, or you know that they, you know that they're, that they have horse meat. But that moral high ground quite often will make people, you know, if like you said, if we said, well, it's immoral to shop at Walmart, people are much less likely to not shop at Walmart than if we said, well, clearly they have, you know, your feet are going to stick to their floor. I don't know. I don't. You know, I'm going to get myself in such trouble.
No. But I can't wait.
I've just lost my national treasure status, haven't I? Oh dear.
No. You're my national treasure still. But anyway, no. I've got two examples where I quit giving my business to certain companies because of their pettiness.
All right. Tell me quickly where they are.
Okay. One was an airline when I was flying down to see my brother who was in the Army. And the stewardesses, I was a young woman in heels, and I had to change planes. Yeah, and they made me run for my connection. The stewardess said, run.
You would have missed it, so.
Yeah, but I mean, and then the other thing was a hamburger place that was going to charge 10 cents for water. And I thought, geez, you're going to make everybody buy drinks here? I don't want to buy pop or... a shake.
Well, they actually charge you for the cup. That's the problem.
That's
although, I will tell you, this same chain, which I suspect it's the same chain, charges $1 for any size cup of coffee, but for any iced coffee, they charge $3 or $4, which I agree.
Really?
Helen, yeah.
Anyway, that's it.
Helen is kind of one of our stalwart people who, I mean... I guess every talk show has kind of a little inner circle. We try really hard here not to make it an inner circle because the topics that we're talking about are always personal. And so if you feel like, you know, you're in junior high school and there's kind of the in-group and the out-group, you're much less likely to call. So we don't have a whole lot of Helens, but we do have Helens. I think we've got an Albert. We've got a couple of people who we are kind of our little mascots that they'll call from time to time and they're part of the program. But the rest of you are absolutely, we try really hard not to make an in-group and an out-group. And our mascots always have something to contribute, as do you. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract,
talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
This is not a week of big movies, and I don't know if people just ignored this week because they knew that Batman v Superman was coming up. All right, so we've got a number of movies that are little but interesting, and I'll just go through them. Standing Tall is a French movie with most notably Catherine Deneuve, who plays a judge dealing with a kid who we start with him in the judicial system when he's about five with a mom who is clearly inept. And then we follow his career and their interaction for the next probably 10 years or so. It's an interesting movie. The idea that that a judge would be that involved with one of the people that came before her, I don't know if it's accurate in the French system. I don't think it would happen in the American system particularly. But it's an interesting look at how a different culture looks at the issue of juvenile delinquency, to be quite honest. I don't even think we call it that anymore. Sold is one of those well-meaning movies that is really hard to watch as far as I'm concerned. It deals with a young woman in Tibet whose family thinks that they're selling her to a... And the word selling is certainly one of the issues, sold, is sort of giving her an internship with a wealthy family so she'll learn to be a maid. And that's not what they're selling her into. They're selling her into the sex trade. And so this is a harrowing look at what happens. And she's a pretty young girl, and there's... Blackbird deals with a similar issue of a 12-year-old premature sexuality, but at least that kid wasn't sold. This one was. And can she escape? And there are a couple of Americans involved in the filming. I suppose just add a little bit of sort of local color to what is certainly an international problem and an international scandal. And an issue that it shows you how difficult it is to sort of combat it. The Americans are David Arquette and Gillian Anderson. The rest are local actors. And it's an upsetting movie, and you sort of feel to a certain extent, or at least I felt to a certain extent, that the ending is kind of tacked on, and that the problem is overwhelming and nearly, if not insurmountable, at least very, very difficult. So, in terms of entertainment, little iffy. A Midnight Special I reviewed last week because it opened several places last week. An interesting movie with Michael Shannon and Kirsten Dunst. And it's really a mashup of a number of movies. It's one about a cult. It's one about a functional or dysfunctional family. It's one about a kid with supernatural powers. And it's one, I guess, about the government being after you as well as cult members being after you. It's pretty successful, I thought, and an interesting movie with the kid from St. Vincent's, who's a lovely actor, until about the last 5 or 10 minutes. The last 5 or 10 minutes didn't work at all for me. And I think they used the same architect that the Allegiant did. So that the last 5 minutes didn't work for me, but it's about a 2.5-hour movie, so most of it did. Marinoni, The Fire in the Frame, is, if you're a cyclist, is a don't-miss kind of documentary about Marinoni, Giuseppe Marinoni, which, if you know a lot about bikes, which I don't, I fall off of them, the name would resonate with you, that he was came to the United States as a young, impoverished Italian. And as a cyclist, he actually didn't come to the United States. He came to Canada, came to Montreal, because there was a restaurant owner who decided to import Italian stars and superstars to Canada to publicize bicycle racing. And he was one of the people who came and decided to stay. And so not only was he a cyclist, but he was a tailor in Italy and started making his own bikes. And the documentary is interesting for a number of reasons, partially because he's an interesting guy. Now, on the one hand, he's very gruff and clearly has a huge argument with the with the documentarian, who's not a very good narrator, to be quite honest. But you kind of get sucked in about how he makes the bikes and what his relationships are. And it turns out that he's decided at age 75 that he's going to challenge the record, that there's something called the hour, which cyclists sort of see how fast they can go in an hour. And he's decided at 75 if he wants to break the record. And at one point, the documentarian says rather naively, "Well, are you excited about this?" He said, "It's not fun. You have to kill yourself to do this. I may die." So that, I mean, I was absolutely fascinated by it, but it's not your mom's documentary. It's your grandmother's. Eyes on the Light is about Hank Williams' who died at 29. Think about all the songs, Your Cheating Heart. And it's played by Tom Hiddleston, who is fantastic in this. Does his own singing, sounds exactly like Hank Williams. I mean, the soundtrack is wonderful. The problem is he only lived to 29, and he drank too much and messed around with a lot of women. Yawn, have we seen that all? So when he's singing, it's great. The rest of the movie, I mean, there's not a whole lot new here that you haven't seen before. Tom Hiddleston is wonderful, and the music is great. So as long as he's singing, it rocks. When he stops singing, it doesn't work quite as well. Alrighty. Let's see. I'm trying to get you. The movie I probably like the best, which I'm not sure anybody's going to go see, is called The Dark Horse. And this is about a guy who is played by Cliff Curtis, who completely disappears in the part. It's based on the story of Genesis Pontini, a Maori speed chess champion seeking redemption. Now, so first of all, you've got huge Australian accents. You've got Maori accents as well. And he, when we meet him, he's wandering around in the rain, wrapped in a quilt, and muttering to himself. And so, basically, he is at best bipolar. I think he's not bipolar. I think he's schizophrenic. But the performance is terrific. The most indicative part of the movie. At one point, he starts a chess club for kids. And these are kids who have nothing and no one. And at one point, they decide to raise money to go to a chess champion, right? Have we seen this a million times? We have. But in American films, when he's raising money to go to a champion, we next see them on an airplane and wandering around hotel rooms having pillow fights. In this one, they've got a broken down van and they're all sleeping in the back. So it's a completely different set of rules, a completely different set of economic imperatives, but a fascinating movie. So go see The Dark Horse. This is a little movie week, and I got to tell you, it's going to be Batman v Superman, which I'm probably one of the few people who thought it was kind of an interesting movie. Too long, too violent, but it had some things in it that were interesting. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.